Hey guys, we're talking about ads today and why now is a great time to be running ads. And this is a great introduction to something very exciting that's available just for 6 more days now. You can enroll in the Author Ads Experience. This is going to get you 3 of my main ads courses. So you're going to get a course on running Facebook ads, a course on running Amazon ads, and a course on running BookBub ads. So it covers all the major ads platforms that authors are using to find more readers, sell more books, make more money, increase their careers. And the other really cool thing, and this is the brand new, this is kind of the inaugural group in this for the Author Ads Experience. We're going to be taking a group of authors through 3 months of live trainings, hands-on calls, Q&A sessions. I'm so excited about this. Enrollment is open until August 15th, and then that's when we're starting the 3 months of live trainings. I really hope you can join us. I'm so excited about this. So the first thing I want to talk about is how authors like 2 to 4 years ago would get visibility. It's a lot different than how authors get visibility today. So several years ago, if you were an author in like the 2012 to 2015 era or so, some people call that the golden age of self-publishing. What you would do to get visibility is you would focus a lot on the Amazon sales rank and the Amazon algorithm. And if you could get your book into AlsoBots, if you could sell enough copies organically that Amazon thought you had a good product, they would start promoting it for you. Your book would show up in recommendeds in AlsoBots. It would show up high in the ranks. Another way to get visibility back then was to do free days or 99-cent sales. A lot of people are still doing these, but they were way more effective back then. My very first BookBub was probably in 2013 or maybe 2014. My first BookBub deal, my book was 99 cents. And the tail of that, as in like the, what we call the BookBub tail is, you know, you get a big spike the day of your BookBub deal. And then the tail is how your sales increase afterwards. My tail was like a 6 month long tail after that one big spike. Unfortunately, visibility has changed a lot. So you can have a big spike. I had a BookBub deal where on day 3 after my BookBub deal, I was back to selling like 2 to 5 copies a day. And then there are also changes in the Amazon algorithm in the AlsoBots. If you remember, at one point, I think it was about last fall, for a lot of people, AlsoBots just disappeared for a few weeks. And things are moving a lot more now towards the books that are getting the most visibility on Amazon are the books that are using Amazon ads. And so visibility on Amazon has changed a ton. Visibility on Facebook has also changed a ton. So let me take you back to 2013, 2014. You could start a readers group or ask people to like your page. I think that was even before groups. You would just ask people to like your page. Whenever you had news, you would put a post and just about everybody who liked your page would see that in their newsfeed. Obviously, things have changed a ton with Facebook ads now, so that you can have thousands of people following your page, and if you just put a post on your page and don't pay for ads, don't boost your post or anything like that, maybe like 20 people might see it, and that's if you're lucky. So visibility has changed a ton on Facebook as well. So both Amazon and Facebook now, they're giving visibility to the people who are paying for that visibility. If you're watching the video, that's my dog in the background. That's Kitty. If you're just listening to the audio, that was that big shaking sound. She's scratching her ear back there. All right, so we've talked about visibility changes in Amazon and Facebook. There's also been some changes with BookBub. That's kind of the third ads dashboard that I tend to teach authors. And with BookBub, like I said, I'm sorry, Kitty's being really loud back there. But with BookBub, you know, you can still get a featured deal and put your book at 99 cents or for free or whatever, and you're going to get quite a bit of sales. But like I said, that tail does not last nearly as long as it used to. So it might be nice for that week of sales. And then unfortunately, by like week 2, you're going to be about back to where you were in general, right? I mean, there are always exceptions to this. There are always going to be authors finding amazing success who aren't running ads at all. So I don't want you to hear everything I'm saying and to think, okay, the only way I'm going to be successful is to run ads. But this is a great way to ensure that you can gain visibility. That's what I love about ads. Bottom line, visibility has changed. Algorithms have changed. Going back to BookBub, it used to be the only way to get your books in front of BookBub readers is to get selected for a BookBub featured deal. And most of us know that's really hard. They're very competitive. And now we can pay, you know, and also they're expensive. You know, it's like $500 and up, depending on how popular your genre is, to get BookBub to promote one of your books. Now, what you can do is you can get your books in front of the BookBub audience for $2 or $3 a day, right? With the BookBub click ads. It's pretty amazing. So yes, you are expected now to pay for that visibility, but paying for that visibility doesn't have to break the bank. All of these platforms I mentioned, Amazon ads, Facebook ads, BookBub ads, you can do these at like $3 to $5 a day budgets. So again, it's not necessarily going to break the bank, and it's going to keep your books in front of people so that your books get that visibility, so that you can reach more readers, sell more books, make more money, and have a long-term successful career doing so. So on the topic of why now is the best time to be running ads, let's talk about cost. I started learning ads several years ago, and a big reason that I wanted to do this because I was tired of just depending on BookBub to select my book. That seems to be the only marketing strategy that I knew how to do, is to hope and pray that BookBub would select my book. I wanted to be able to be in control of my own success. I wanted to be able to market my books on my terms and not have to depend on somebody else saying whether or not they were going to promote my book, whether or not I was going to have a good sales month. So 2-3 years ago when I started running ads, it was pretty simple to get ads for like 10 cents a click on, you know, whatever platform you were talking about. I had some Facebook ads where it only cost me like 8 cents a click. Somewhere as low as, I think at one point I was getting like 4 cents a click on one super targeted ad. It was a lot cheaper. And I know you guys aren't going to want to hear this if you haven't started ads yet. It was a lot cheaper a couple years ago. Some people take that information and say, oh, my chance of running ads is too late. The cheap ads are all gone. Right now, my ads on Facebook are more in the like 25 to 30 cent range. I still do have some ads that do really well in like the teens. But in general, my average is probably like 25 cents a click on Facebook. Amazon ads are even more expensive. My average is about 45 cents a click on Facebook. So ads are getting more expensive to run. Some people freak out and say, I can't afford to do that. So let me remind you, all of these ad platforms, you can start and should start at a very small daily budget, right? So you don't need to wait until you've got $2,000 to start running these ads or anything like that. The other thing that I want to talk about is, well, there's two things. First of all, in the two things I want to mention about ad costs going up, one is just kind of a common sense thing. Yes, prices are going up, but the fact that ads were cheaper 2 years ago shouldn't have any impact on whether or not you decide to start ads today, right? It really doesn't matter if 2 years ago Alana got 10 cent clicks and now nobody gets 10 cent clicks, or very few people get 10 cent clicks. It's like, that's in the past. It doesn't matter. And the other way to look at it is, it's just going to get more expensive, right? I mean, it's the sad, unfortunate truth. Ads are going to keep getting expensive. I don't see any real economic reason why ads aren't going to ever get cheaper than they are right now. So as opposed to just sitting back and feeling sorry for yourself and saying, oh man, I missed it. You know, I missed the day of 10 cents ads. Why don't you say, okay, I want to get on when ads are still 25 cents so that I'm building up now. Because a year from now, 2 years from now, they might be, you know, double what they are. I sure hope not, but it's better to start now than the way to get later. It's kind of glib and cliche, and maybe I've already said it before on the podcast, but I've heard a saying that makes a ton of sense. It's the best time to plant a tree is 30 years ago. The second best time to plant a tree is today, right? So the fact that you didn't do it 30 years ago or, you know, 2 years ago or whatever it is, shouldn't keep you from doing something today. Let me tell you one more reason why I'm not super freaked out about ads getting more expensive. So, do you guys remember, it was a big deal, like it might have been even as like 8-10 years ago, like people started realizing that Google, that you could pay Google to be on the top of the search engine, right? Like this was forever ago. And it used to be that nobody would trust those sponsored links because you just knew, oh, these people are just paying to get on the top of this search engine. They're not legit. Now you look at a Google ad and whatever pops up at the top is probably what you're looking for, right? Whether it's a sponsor, whether someone's paying for that spot or not. And here's why. So let's go back to the days of 2-cent Amazon ads. I didn't jump on the bandwagon like at the 2-cent stage, but some people did. And some people had amazing success and had great books and are still having a lot of success. But let's think about this. If you could get a click for 2 cents, then no matter how, and I'm sorry, I'm trying to think of a nice word to say it, but basically no matter how amateur your book is, no judgment here, just, you know, take that at face value. No matter how amateur of a book you have, you could make a profit if you're only paying for 2 cents a click. So I don't ascribe to this, but do you know how some people have, especially a couple years ago, there was a stigma of, oh, anybody can put up an indie book and slap a cover on it and, you know, it doesn't have to be edited. You know, like there's no quality control, blah, blah, blah. I don't like that mindset. Obviously, I'm talking to authors. We're all like professional in what we do. We're not the kind of people who do that. But there was a stigma because, yes, technically you can take a first draft, make a cover, have it up on Amazon. And if you're only paying 2 cents a click, you could have that be a sponsored product and still make your money. Now, let's go to the days of 50 cent clicks. A very amateur book is not going to be able to make a profit at 50 cents a click. Even some of my books don't make a profit at 50 cents a click. So there are, yes, there are some books that I don't invest a lot of time advertising because not all of my books can make a profit at the price point that they are right now. I have some books that, like my North Korea series, it's more of a labor of love and it's not quite as marketable because they're sort of heavy books. They're not just binge read books. They're a little bit harder to get into. I don't want to talk down about my books, but I hope you understand what I mean. Like a book set in an international setting where there's heavy stuff going on, like persecution and trafficking, like these aren't what you would think of as a typical binge read, right? I kind of think about it as Schindler's List. Like I still haven't seen it. I want to see it. But basically I have like 2 or 3 days out of a year where I would be in the mood for a movie like that. And my husband has about 2 or 3 days a year where he would be in the mood for a movie like that. And since we watch movies together, we've never had a night where we're both in the mood for something that heavy. So I have some books that are more like that where, yeah, not all my books are getting a lot of ad spend right now because of the cost of it. I don't say that to discourage you. I say that because I feel like this is a good thing for the author community in general, and especially for the readers, because now they, when they see the sponsored products on Amazon, those are all going to be very professional books, because if you have an amateur cover, poor editing, all of that, you're not going to be able to make your money back. So you might try it and quickly realize it's just not working for you. So now when readers see the sponsored product list, they're seeing all kinds of high quality books, including yours, if you're doing Amazon ads. I feel like this really elevates the status of sponsored product ads. I think in readers' minds, seeing sponsored products is pretty indistinguishable from seeing also bought. So I see this as a good thing for authors like us who have professional covers, professional sales pages, good editing. If you have a good book, it's a good thing because your book is going to be alongside high quality books being advertised. So those are just some of the practical reasons why I would say now is a great time to start running ads or to revamp your ads. Again, if you need extra help and walkthrough, the Author Ads Experience enrollment is open until August 15th. I'm so excited about this. One of the reasons why I love teaching ads to authors is because I really enjoy being in community with other writers. And so that's what I'm most excited about. Like, I think you guys have caught on by now. Like, I like ads. I like running ads. I like teaching ads. But I also really like getting to know you, being encouraging to you, kind of being your ads coach, your ads cheerleader, whatever it is you need to get your ads working and running well. So I really hope that you join us for the Author Ads Experience. And I think that is it for now. So thank you guys for joining me. And I will see you on our next podcast. And hopefully I will also see you in the author ads experience.